This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. A tragic situation in northern New Mexico has turned political. A bit over a week ago, police raided a makeshift compound in Taos County and arrested a number of adults. They and the children in the compound were living in horrific conditions. Among those arrested was the father of a small boy who had been abducted, apparently by the father, last winter and brought to New Mexico for an exorcism. Later, the body of a young boy was found in the compound, and although it is suspected it was the boy in question, autopsy and ID results have not yet been released. But wait, it gets worse. We'll have more after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi. I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The prosecutors in the case claimed the kids at the compound were being trained by the adults to carry out armed attacks. Seven adults were taken into custody, including the father of the missing boy, Siraj Ibn Wahaj. Well, earlier this week, five of the seven were released on bond with ankle monitors by Judge Sarah Backus. Then things got western. Taos County Courthouse was closed on Tuesday afternoon because of threats that were made against Judge Backus, some including physical violence. More after this. Apparently one caller said she wished, quote, someone would come and smash the judge's head, end quote. After 3 p.m., no one could enter the courthouse in which work continued. Reporters were told to leave, and then the threats continued. People called for Judge Backus to be removed from the bench to which he had been appointed by Governor Susana Martinez. One tweeted, quote, you let jihadists out after what they have done? You better believe we aren't going to let you rest until you're disbarred, you horrible, sick, sorry excuse of a human, end quote. What a sad situation that people have to resort to that sort of thing. Artie Pepin, the director of the Administrative Office of the Courts, issued a statement that said, quote, a judge's responsibility is to follow the law, not popular sentiment that may have been developed from incomplete or misleading information, end quote. Pepin said the New Mexico Constitution provides that defendants can be held in jail before trial only if prosecutors show by clear and convincing evidence they are so dangerous that no release conditions will reasonably protect public safety, end quote. In this case, according to Pepin, the judge ruled that prosecutors failed to meet that burden. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
The raid that resulted in 11 children being taken into state custody and seven adults arrested came from one of the women who posted on the internet that they were broke and starving. Judge Backus ruled the state had failed to prove the assertions the adults were training the kids to carry out violent acts. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.